We stopped at a soul in a pit of fire that was burning, and when they spoke, I knew it was a woman. He turned and looked upon the soul of a woman as she cried out unto the Lord. I felt such pity for all these souls and such sorrow that I could hardly stand. Great sobs shook me. Oh, Jesus, I cried. Oh, how horrible to behold the horrors of hell. This woman stood in the center of flames that covered her whole body, and the flames flickered up around her as she raised her arms to Jesus, crying, "Let me out, let me out." Oh, my God, her bones were full of worms and dead flesh, just like the others, as she cried out to Jesus. Jesus said, "Woman, you were given chance after chance to repent. You hardened your heart towards God and did as you please. The desires and the pleasures of life were more important to you than God and His laws." Jesus said, "Every soul that is in hell had many chances to receive me, my child." Many had heard the gospel over and over, time after time. Every soul that is in hell has heard the gospel at one time or another in this section of hell. Jesus said, "People must hear the gospel and repent of their sins and confess to the Father in my name. I have taken the keys of death and hell away from Satan. Come unto me and be saved from this place. All whoremongers will have their part in the lake of fire unless they repent of their sins and come unto me." This woman had sinful affairs with many men and caused many homes to be broken up, yet I loved her still. I would have forgiven her if she had truly returned unto me. I did not come to condemn the world, but through me they may be forgiven and delivered from their sins, for I alone have the power to deliver from sin, Jesus said. Many were sent to her to tell her to repent of what she was doing and the life she was living, but she would not hear and she would not listen. As a young woman, I called her. Yes, she did many wrongs, and I would have forgiven her if she had called upon me. My blood was shed at Calvary that her sins could be washed away, but she would not hear and she would not listen. Dear Lord, I cried as we walked away, leaving the old soul burning in fire. How pitiful to be lost in hell for eternity. Do not people recognize that their soul will live for eternity? People, if Jesus had not been with me, I could not give you this report. The Lord said, "Satan does not want the world to know about hell. Satan does not want the truth of this revealed, but it shall be revealed, saith the Lord Jesus. It shall be told unto the world." Nowhere in all my life had I ever imagined hell was like this. We walked on. I said, "Jesus, when will this end?" Jesus said, "My child, only the Father knows when the end shall come." Tenderly, Jesus' voice spoke to me again, "Peace, be still." Great strength came unto me, and I followed on beside the Lord. I could feel such tenderness, such deep love, pure, undefiled love coming from the Lord. And He said, "My child, it is now time to go home. Tomorrow we will return to another part of hell." At home, I cried and wept, reliving the horrors of hell. During the day, I would pray and I would ask God for divine direction how to tell this unto the world. The next night, again, the Lord appeared to me and we went back into hell. Again, we walked between the flaming pits, and we passed many people in the same torments as I have described earlier. And as I share this testimony with you, it is real. It is real, my friend. For far beneath the earth, even now as I'm telling this, there are souls burning in hell fire. They feel the fire, the worms, and the pain and the hurts, and their cries fill me with much grief. Those souls that we talk to, my friends, are real. They used to be alive upon this earth. And I pray that this testimony of hell touches your heart. I pray that your life is changed as you hear more about hell. We walked on to another pit, and Jesus spoke to a woman that was standing in a pit of fire. He said, "While on earth, I called and called you to come unto me and get your heart right with God, to forgive others, to be kind and good, and to love the truth and righteousness. I even visited you many times in the midnight hour to tell you of my love and to draw you unto myself by my spirit. You said you would follow me. With your lips, you said you love me, but you did not mean it with your heart. Jesus said, I sent others to tell you time after time to repent of your sins. I wanted to use you to minister to others and help them find me, the living Christ. You wanted the world instead of me. And the Lord began to continuously tell her how he had dealt with her, how he had called her, had sent people to prophesy to her, yet she hardened her heart against the Lord. The soul and the shell of this woman was talking to Jesus. Jesus said, O woman, you're still full of lies and sin. Yes, I called you, but you would not hear. Being a church member does not get you to heaven. You must be born again of the Spirit of God to enter heaven. You cannot go to heaven with sin in your life. Your sins were many and you would not repent. You caused many to stumble at my word. You would not forgive others of what they did to you. You pretended to love and serve me in front of Christians and in church. But away from church, you lied, you cheated, and you stole. You led a fruitless life. You gave heed to seducing spirits and enjoyed your double life. As Christ talked to this soul, I recognized that she had been leading a double life upon the earth. She had lied to her friends. She had never truly given her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. She was fooling people, but she had not fooled God. Jesus went on to talk to her, and he said, You will not listen to my spirit of compassion. He said, When people were sent your way, you judged the outside and not the inside. You sinned in your heart and would not repent. Many people, after receiving me, need deep healing inside, extra love, extra care. Many were abandoned, many were raped and abused and forced to sin and do evil, and you were very hard on them and very cruel. You judged the outside of the person. You were very cruel and hard. You would not repent. You knew the ways of the Lord and you understood, but yet you led a double life. The Lord was talking to this soul burning in hell fire. And the Lord didn't seem to have much compassion on this soul because she seemed to have rejected over and over and over again the word of the Lord. We walked away from this pitiful soul crying. Jesus said, Many in the last days shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and serve sin. He says, Come out from among them and be separated unto the Lord. Choose you this day whom you shall serve. The next pit we came to had the form also of a skeleton burning in fire as the others. I smelt the odor of death, and there was a horrible, horrible odor echoing through this place. This soul began to talk unto Jesus. I listened to this soul speak to the Lord. She was speaking the word of God. Dear Lord, what is she doing here? I cried. The woman said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light of the world is Jesus. Follow him all your life and serve him. He loves you and will save you. Come unto him. I thought, my Lord, what is she doing speaking the word of God here in hell? A demon come up and shoved a spear at her and told her to shut up. Other echoes of hell of souls begin to scream at her to stop. And I cried out to the Lord, Oh, my God, why is this woman here? Jesus said, Listen, my child. She was called to me at the age of 30 to preach the word of God and to be a witness of the gospel. She knew the truth. Then the Lord begins to go on and explain about this woman's call of God and how she obeyed God, how she took the word of God and she began to preach the gospel and how she began to go out all over the world and minister. And then she began to tell how she taught about holiness and how she was faithful in her house and as the years went on and how pitiful this woman's cries was unto the Lord. And I thought within myself, God, what is she doing in hell? Jesus said, Hear and listen what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. One day while this woman was out preaching, she found out that her husband had committed adultery upon her. The man came to his wife and repented. He was tempted by the devil, and he gave in to temptation. This woman knew the word of God. She knew to forgive, but she would not forgive her husband. He went to the church, and he repented unto the church, and she yet would not forgive him nor ask God to help her. Her husband was wrong and did sin, but this woman knew my word. She knew to forgive, and she knew with every temptation there is a way of escape. Anger began to grow inside of her, and she would not give it to me, saith the Lord Jesus. She turned more bitter each day and said in her heart, here I am serving God, and he's running around on me. Do you think that is right? The Lord said, I begin to deal with her, to give this burden unto me, but she would not. Jesus said, many times I tried to reach out and talk to her, but she would not listen. Her heart grew bitter and much sin entered in. Murder grew in her heart. Instead of love, anger. Hate began to grow inside of her. One day she was so angry, she killed her husband and the other woman. Satan took her over completely, and she killed herself. I looked at this poor soul lost in flames of hell, and I listened as she spoke. The cries of this woman were so sad, and she cried out to the Lord. I will forgive now, Lord, she said. Let me out, let me out. I will obey you now, God. I am preaching your word in hell. Can't you see? She said, in an hour demons will come and take me to be tormented worse. For hours they would torment me because I used to preach your word. My torments are worse, Lord, because I was a preacher of your word. With sorrow, Jesus and I walked away. He looked up and cried, my Father, have mercy. Repent, O earth, for the sins of this life or death, I cried. Children, do not take drugs. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will deliver and help you. He has many angels to send to help you. Do not take things to hurt your body. Call upon the Lord, and he will hear and answer. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. There is hope in Jesus Christ. He loves you. And now, my friends, I feel the Spirit of God. I feel led to pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray right now. I pray for grace and strength for people to continue on in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for those out there, Lord God, to turn from darkness into light. I pray for people out there, Lord God, that the deliverance power of the Holy Spirit go forth and that chains are broken off of people. I pray, Lord God, that you bring people out of darkness into light with this gospel. I pray, Lord, that the Spirit of the living God opens up people's eyes that they can see and come back unto you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father, and ask that the anointing of the Lord flow forth over this, Lord God, and that many are set free. And I pray, Father, this goes around the world, that many can come unto you and to be saved. And if there's anybody out there that's hearing this, it's not born again, ask Jesus Christ into your heart. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you. Ask the Lord Jesus to save your soul and wash your sins away by the blood of Jesus. Ask him to strengthen you and lead and guide you. I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.